Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as I've been ministering on a message this week entitled At a Crossroads. And I would suggest to you that with that wonderful gift God has given to each of us, it's the power of choice, the free will that God has given to man. He doesn't make us robots. He doesn't make us automatons. He gives us the ability to choose. Choose this day whom you will serve, yes? So we have a choice. And as Christians, committed Christians, we still have an opportunity every day to demonstrate our trust, our faith in God. Will we hear the Spirit of God speaking to us out of His Word? That's why it's so important to be in the Word of God, not just to go to church, not just to, you know, hear radio messages or TV broadcasts or attend your local church. That's all wonderful. That's all good. But you yourself need to spend time in the Word of God so God can speak to you. Faith cometh how? I think it says in the Word, by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. And that doesn't mean just natural ears. It means hearing with our spirit, hearing with the inner man, the heart, and saying, yes, Lord, I'm beginning to see things don't have to be the way they've been. Lord, I want you to minister to me. Give me the courage, the strength, the boldness, the faith that I need. One of the things I've always said on this broadcast over the years is that God has given us the faith that we need for whatever situation we're in. Right now, don't say you don't have the faith, because God would be unjust, He would be unfair, unrighteous to put you in a situation where you didn't have the faith to go forward. That would be unkind, uncruel, totally out of character and the nature of God. But He's given you the faith you have right now, even if you feel you're the weakest, most puniest soldier in the army of God, the weakest soldier in Christ. In Christ, you are a soldier, but the Lord is the battle axe in your arm. He's given you the armor of faith. He's given you the shield of faith, the armor of light. We are protected in every way if we will just assume and take that for our own needs and provision. So I'm just encouraging you. You know, it isn't the testing. It's not the temptation that defeats us. It's the way the battles, the challenges, the testing, the temptations are perceived by us, how we interpret them, how we appraise them individually, how we look at them, what's our attitude, and the victories or defeats that we experience in God spiritually are brought about by our perception and interpretation in any given situation that we face. Example, as we've been looking this week at Numbers, the 13th chapter, the story of the spies, how are we going to interpret what we see naturally? Remember the story of the anointing of David? The prophet Samuel was called to the sons of Jesse, and he was convinced he had to be the first one, the firstborn. He was tall, good-looking. Surely this is the one the Lord has selected. He looked at all the sons, and it's like, no. And the Lord said, the Lord judges not by appearance. He judges with true judgment. He looks at the heart. And, of course, we found the one missing was that little shepherd boy, David, who was out in the fields. And when he was called in, he was anointed to be a future king. And he was the one who, instead of cowering like the fierce warriors and stalwart soldiers of Israel, when he saw Goliath, it stirred something in him, and he said, "I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, whose armies you have defied." He came with a conviction, with a faith, with a strength. And beloved, we got a lot of giants out there in the land that we're surrounded by today, but by faith, we are well able to take the land for God. God wants us to establish His blessings, His truth here on the earth. Only Jesus is going to set up the kingdom. We don't have that ability or responsibility to set up the kingdom of God. It won't be set up, I believe, till the king comes. And when the king's in residence, everything's going to fall in place. But like John the Baptist, we are precursors for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Praise God. So, beloved, in order for you to succeed, you have to be willing to do the things that those who are disobedient and unbelieving and failing simply won't do. Victory is not achieved by following our natural likes or dislikes, nor by being guided by our natural situation, by our preferences, by our prejudices. What guides us? It has to be the Word of God. I know that's foreign to the carnal, the natural mind, but we are called to be supernatural people. We're not like people in the world. We're children of light. God has given everything to us that pertains to life and godliness. That's what the Word says. Now, did He or didn't He? Is that true or is it not? He either did or He didn't. We either believe it, and I believe He did. God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. It's a matter of what we do with what He said. We have to believe God's Word, stand on it, and make up our minds to do the will of God. Beloved, it's the Word, the Word, the Word. Jesus is the living Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, right? But He's given us His Word. Every jot and tittle of the law is going to be fulfilled. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but His Word will not pass away. So, there's a difference between defeated and victorious Christians. Victorious Christians are those men and women, children, sons and daughters of God who are influenced by the Holy Spirit in their lives and desire pleasing goals and results. They desire to please God, and nothing pleases God more than faith. In fact, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He wants to get acquainted with us. We're His children. He is a mighty being. Just think, this King of the universe, He set everything in motion, everything in existence that is in existence. The spiritual realm that we don't see and understand unless God lifts the veil. The angelic hosts, the demonic, as well as the wonderful angels that hearken to the voice of His Word. The good angels, the dimensions there are in the realm of the spirit. There's so much we don't understand, and we couldn't contain it all. In fact, like Jesus said, there's much I want to reveal to you, but you're not able right now. So let's get on with the program of God. Let's us not keep stumbling over the basics, but let's move on in renewed faith and courage and strength. Those that are defeated, those that fail, are controlled by the desire for things that are easy, pleasing methods. They're less concerned with positive results. And yes, there is a discipline. We are to endure hardness as a soldier. That doesn't mean everything in God has to be hard. But there is, with maturity, just like, you know, being a mature adult, where you have to get up, get dressed, go to work, even if you don't feel like it, right? It's the same in our spiritual life. You might have to pray, read the Word when you really don't want to do it. You'd rather just put up your feet or do whatever. But the point is, because you know that's what pleases God, you know that your spirit man needs it, and you say, yes, I will do it. And you know, the more you discipline in that way, the easier it becomes. I found that in my own life. Why? Beloved, we were designed for the Garden of Eden. We weren't known to know pain and displeasure and discomfort, and the stuff we face in this life, we'll have to experience that until we are translated to be with the Lord. But a successful, victorious Christian is able to do the things that failures, those defeated, refuse to do, because they have a purpose in God so strong, it makes them form the habit of obeying God and do what He says to do. That's the spiritual discipline I'm talking about. And those who are defeated, those who fail, are willing to accept poor, mediocre results as long as what they do to achieve them is comfortable and pleasant. That's the natural man, right? That which requires the smallest amount of effort and sacrifice. Beloved, what we need in this hour, what the body of Christ needs, what the church needs, are people who are willing to think with the mind of Christ, having the same attitude, and to behave and respond as God commands in His Word, which means simply, you stop defeating yourself. Stop being your worst enemy so that you can have a maximum of God's power. You can receive His vision. You can experience His working in your life instead of the many adverse stimuli and life conditions that Satan brings your way. God could have removed the giants before Israelites ever went into the land. Why? He didn't do that. Not only to show and test what was in their heart, but to show His mighty power. God wants to show His power to this generation, but He's looking for Joshua and Calebs who will say, "We are well able, Lord, in Your strength." So many face problems in their lives, and Satan has had a great success in hindering or defeating so many. But this can be solved by simply looking in the mirror. We are the problem, not with God, but us individually. Will you choose to follow God? Lord, there's not really time for a lengthy prayer. I invite you to write so I can pray more diligently with you. But in the time that remains, Father, I rebuke unbelief. And Father, I pray that You're going to raise up strong, mighty, faith-filled warriors in this hour. Doesn't matter the age, Lord, doesn't matter the sex. We are strong in You. And so, Father, I thank You for imparting that gift, that faith, that strength, that we can go forward only. We won't look back, but we will look forward to our promised land, a land of Your promises, Lord, that flows with milk and honey. And whatever giants might be there, whatever mountains, we are well able to take the land in the mighty and glorious name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a delight to minister to you and with you and just be in the presence of God this week as we share the things of God. I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you choose the convenience of email, I will pray, I will confirm, but if you'd like a personal letter, I invite you to write, and I will respond back with whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. I love you, thank God for you, pray for you every day, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.